Hockey's Drive Time continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ. He is born to run. He is Joe Hegenmiller. Good morning, Joe. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Dirk. You want to just talk more lyrics from Born to Run here?
Yes. Do you know all the lyrics, by the way? Do you know them all?
Oh, I printed them off here. I got them right here in my hand.
Joe, talk about the weekend. You had a big event down in Illinois at Lewis, first of its kind with the crossover. Talk about how that went.
It went pretty good. Down there in Lewis, we were running around a farm field. It was pretty darn flat. There was a little rise out of the start, and that was it for hills. So it left it made for a very fast course. And our men and women took advantage of that, especially on the guys' side. We had 10 guys that raced, and all 10 of them went under 27 minutes for 8Ks. For English, that'd be right around 5 miles. So that's super exciting to know that we've got that many guys going that fast. And we had a couple guys that broke 26 minutes for the first time in their life. So it was a day where we really felt good about things.
I know you were pretty happy with just the guys' team in general, but a freshman coming in there second for you, and Matt Paul, talk about the surprise that he brought for you.
Well, I can't say that it's like a super huge surprise. I mean, we recruited him and recruited him pretty hard to come and fill some of the shoes that we had to fill from guys that had graduated. But, yeah, it's super exciting to see where he's progressing, and we've got a couple of other guys on the freshman side that are progressing quite well as well. But Matt is leading that pack right now, and it's just fantastic to see a freshman break 26 minutes. That's not an easy thing to do as a freshman.
I know you were really looking forward to this meet and getting a gauge on where you were at for potentially for the regional. You finished fifth. I know all the teams from the region weren't there, but I guess, where did you leave the event thinking,
Our region is really quite deep. I think we've got one of the deepest regions, and I think GLIAC, from top to bottom, is the toughest conference in the country when it comes to college cross-country running. So we certainly have plenty of competition. You know, if the cards fall right for us, we could be quite a ways up there in the regional meet. At the same time, if a couple people get sick and things just aren't right, we could easily be out of the top 10 with just how deep our region is.
How about big race coming up? You got a weekend off before the GLIAC Championships. Talk about the conference championships. You talked about how deep the conference was. Expectations for both teams at that event.
Well, we'd like to have both teams move up. The guys' team was fifth last year, and I think the women were right around 10th. We'd like to see both teams move up a little bit. The guys' side, I think that's going to be a hard thing to do, but I think that we've got the talent to do it. We definitely have to have a good day and have everybody have, really solid races that are some of their best of the year. And I think that we're progressing towards that. It's good to see that we're not getting flat here as we come into October. We seem to be getting fresher and ready to just go faster than we have throughout the year.
Well, it's very good. Joe, how did the soccer season go for you this year?
Oh, it was pretty fun. My oldest daughter, she was traveling all over the Midwest, so we put some miles on the car. And then I wasn't coaching this year. My wife was coaching my youngest daughter, so it was all good.
Good, cool.
It's all good.
Well, you guys do a great job. All right, Joe, we appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, take care, guys. Thanks.
Joe Hegenmiller here on Mix 93 from the Michigan Tech men's and women's cross-country teams. Michigan Tech hockey ranked 16th. They dropped one spot in the eyes of the of NCAA hockey. They were idle this past weekend because those two games against the Canadian school, Laurentian, don't count towards NCAA play, but they certainly were very good games, and Michigan Tech came out on top, both 5-1, 5-0. We also have tennis at home this weekend, right?
Yeah, home match on Friday morning, so make your way out there if you want to see tennis. Our last match of the regular season and of the fall season, so looking forward to that. And, yeah, soccer team, don't forget about them. They got a win and a tie on the road last weekend. They're still on the road. They don't come home again until the following weekend. And I think it's the 23rd and 25th are their next home matches, their final two home matches of the season. So they're back on the road and still in the hunt for great things yet for this season, even though I know that they've had some tough luck with just being unable to score goals. They put a lot of shots on goal and just couldn't get one in once again on Sunday, but at least able to keep their own net clean and come out with a tie. So I know Coach Jacob and her squad working hard to keep it rolling. It's going to be tough. They got Grand Valley and Ferris State this weekend, and maybe perhaps the two best teams outside of Michigan Tech in our conference. So it's going to be a tough weekend for them.
And we want to remind you about our broadcast schedule this weekend. Because Michigan Tech football plays a night game on Saturday night, it matches right up against Michigan Tech hockey, also on the road Saturday night.
Such a bummer.
Yeah, it is a real bummer. But so here's the deal. Michigan Tech hockey will be right here on Mix 93 Friday and Saturday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock faceoff from Ferris State University, and then the Michigan Tech football team at Grand Valley State Saturday night. That will also start at 6:30. It'll be live on our sister station, 920 AM WMPL, with Josh Y calling all of the action. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm bummed out that I can't sit there and at least listen to the whole football game. But
well,
how
cool if it was an afternoon game, you could buzz down there and watch it.
Yeah, we wouldn't even need Josh. I would do it. I would broadcast the game. But what's going to be fun is going back and forth between the games, giving scores.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So
check in and yeah. Big, huge games for both teams.
It is absolutely huge. So looking forward to that. Thanks to West Fromm. Thanks to the volleyball players. Thanks to Coach Joe Hagenmiller and Coach Curley. And that is Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Enjoy another Huskies weekend right here on the Mix.